Our guest on this week's InterVarsity podcast is the president of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, Alec Hill. Alec is just back from the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students World Assembly, which was held in Canada. This was your second. World Assembly. Mm-hmm. And was this as expected, or were there some surprises that you didn't expect this time?
Well, it's so fresh. I just flew in last night. It was so exciting to be with everyone. I suppose I heard there were some visa problems of some folks. There were, I think, 10 or 12 countries that couldn't get in. But as it is, we had 140 countries represented, so it was absolutely phenomenal. About 600 people total. One of the things that came out in the conversations is IFES is currently collectively reaching about 400,000 students worldwide, which is up considerably from 3-6 years ago. It's fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is a look into the window of sister organizations that exist in cultures that are completely different from the United States. Did you get any insights or ideas about student ministry in other countries that might be helpful or just were intriguing to you?
Well, a conversation with IFELF, and they had 250 students become Christians last year. And, I'm thinking of that as a fairly closed sort of system and culture. An unnamed Middle Eastern country where 25 students became Christians. Hearing stories about other places where it's difficult for the gospel to go forward, but where student movements are progressing, it was just a thrill to be there. My roommate was the Korean General Secretary. It was a great, great group of people to be with.
Did you have a lot of one-on-one time where you really got to talk with somebody and ask them questions about what was going on in their country?
I did. Matter of fact, I actually had my schedule so that I would have maximum time of floating around. So I spent time with the General Secretary, well, the former General Secretary from the Ukraine, so I learned a lot about that part of the world. My Korean roommate and his staff. So New Zealand. So no, I got around, and as an internationalist, that's just so much fun for me. Yeah.
Did you renew friendships from 4 years ago when you were in Holland?
Yeah, I did. I hung a lot with the Middle Eastern folks from Lebanon. You know, it's really amazing. They were very gracious to me and embraced me, and those friendships have continued.
You've been thinking about what you want to pass on to the movement of InterVarsity that you brought from this World Assembly. What are some of the things that you'd like to stress about this experience that you've just been through to the InterVarsity USA?
Yeah, I think there were several threads. The first is the issue of what they call pioneering, what we call planting. IFES is a planting movement, and not only planting new countries, my goodness, there were, I think, 18 new countries or something, I'm not sure about the number, of new fellowships, new movements that came into IFES Federation this year. So that was absolutely fabulous to be part of that kind of spirit of going out in new places. And so you find a place that borders Morocco, you don't send Westerners, you send Moroccans in, I mean, that kind of thing. I think evangelism continues to be very strong around the world. We heard countless testimonies of people where God is doing great things. I mentioned Nepal. I think in the area of what they call formación, which we would probably call spiritual formation or discipleship, you know, like InterVarsity, IFES holds this sense of what they call integral mission. And that's the idea that that we don't separate the proclamation of the gospel from the doing of the gospel. So we talked about AIDS, we talked about climate change, and other matters that were of that and racial reconciliation. We had a fellow from Rwanda who in 1994 had experienced huge, the whole thing, and was now gave a talk on what's happening there.
You did an interview during the World Assembly that went out over the Associated Press talking about the USA becoming a mission field for foreign evangelists. What was the point there?
I think the point is that when you look at countries like South Korea and Brazil and certainly African nations, you're seeing a lot of it in Europe, where Europe is already a missionary receiving. It's the mission field in many ways. While the United States clearly is not in the same position as those nations, I think a tipping point has been reached, where particularly when you take the Latino population or you take the Nigerians, I mean, we have huge populations of immigrants. So first of all, the missionaries are being sent to reach them. But I think also, just even in terms of basic Americana, with the secularization of our culture, there's a recognition in many of these countries that they need to send missionaries here. So I think that's going to increase, and I welcome it. Mm-hmm. But we certainly are no longer at the center of the universe in terms of the Christian world. And that's a theory of 10 years ago that is now borne out. Mm-hmm. The new general secretary of IFES is from Francophone Africa, a French-speaking former professor, Daniel Bordenay. And this was not a North American missions convention where we invited a few people in from around the world. We were in the minority, and it was obvious and wonderful.
What implications does that have for university movement here in the U.S., do you think?
Well, thankfully, 20, 25 years ago, we began to seriously move towards a multi-ethnic approach because in the United States, we will continue, as we all know, demographically to become more diverse. I think, secondly, it really has to do, we live in a global world where with refugee and immigrant populations coming and going. If you go to New York City, I think a third of the people were born elsewhere. So that's always been America's story, and I know some people like that, some don't, but that's a reality. And so for us to be, and then the other third reality is we are so globally sometimes challenged because we have the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean. I mean, you go to these conferences and people speak four languages. I mean, the chairman of the board is he's from Brazil, but he's German descent. So those two languages. He speaks Spanish fluently and English. Now, those are the four that I know, and he's really proficient in all of them. And there were people all over the place. So we as Americans really need the world because the world is coming to us. Either we're going to react in a gospel way or we're going to be caught off guard.
Daniel Bordenay is the new general secretary of the IFES. You've had several chances to meet him now. What is your take on him and how he'll do?
Well, I love Daniel. Having served on the regional secretary team for 3 years, I got to know him pretty well. And my pigeon French, he's very tolerant of. We're both former faculty members. He taught in the sciences, and his dissertation, I believe, was in the mosquito or some millipede. No, millipedes. Yeah. He studied the millipedes. So, but when he gets up, he had the pulpit the last night, the platform. And I'll tell you, the man can bring a message. He was in French, but he can. He's bilingual. He can go both ways. But he said, "This is the language of my heart." Daniel is a passionate leader. I think that he has a very good sense of strategy. When you look what's happened in Francophone Africa over his tenure. The growth, they had 3 staff when he started. I think they now have 80. He's done a really nice job also of making that fiscally independent in a relative sense. And I think he's very pastoral. There's a warmth. He's like 4 inches taller than me, and I'm tall. But he's gentle. He's a gentle man, and that gentleness comes through. He really believes, his challenge to us was really believing in students and not becoming too staff-centric. Really focusing on the university, and he used the same illustration that I use. He talks about the lake, and we love the lake, and not just the fish, that is the students in the lake. So I was kind of laughing hearing this. Now, I'm sure it wasn't original with me or with him. I know it wasn't original with me, but it was really nice to hear that he is a professor out of the university. So I think for the French-speaking parts of the world, this is just a huge thrill, because there have only been 3 general secretaries of the IFES. The first one was Australian. The second one was Singaporean, the third one was Welsh, and now the fourth one is African, French-speaking. So it's pretty remarkable to see this happening.
Mm-hmm. Well, finally, you've been processing this experience in the last 24 hours on the way back. Is there anything else that stands out that you'd like to mention?
The one of the things that I'm most pleased and felt great about as an American is what has happened in Mongolia in the last 5 years. Tom and Nancy Lin, our staff, went over as link, and they partnered with South Korean staff, and they planted a movement there that is now self-sustaining. I believe it's in 3 cities on multiple campuses, and they're back. And this is a replication of what had happened in the Philippines years ago. I think what I saw at World Assembly was that we as Americans have played a critical role in world missions and developing these world changers. But at the same time, and this is a very important point, there was an appropriate humility among the American delegation. We were not front and center. We were very much in the service mode. 2100 did a lot of stuff, and I was just very thankful for the combination of both being very mission-minded but also being very humble. And of course, whenever you talk, I've been speaking about other people, not myself, whenever you talk about that, but you know, to see Nairi Ohanian or Max Stiles up front, and they're giving all our former staff, Link staff, who are giving all the credit and all to the national movement, it's just fabulous. And then knowing all the people who didn't get to go up and present anything, but the real heroes, the quiet heroes that are there. So at a time when being an American is probably at an all-time low in terms of the global scene, when you look at the polls in various nations, I would say that we were loved and cared for, and I would also say that our relationships with IFES right now have never been better at so many levels. Jim Tebbe is doing a wonderful job at that level. Our global project are welcomed. Link staff, we have a request for 50. We have 50 open spots that our peers in IFES, our peer nations, would love to have our staff go. So, as part of the podcast, if anyone knows or would like to find out, just go to the university staff webpage and you can see where those positions are. One final thought. Poland. I had time with the general secretary there, who I've known for some time. And I really like her. About 15 years ago, Poland was a new movement. It was up front. Everybody was pouring resources in. Well, now their funding model is different. It's all centrally funded. They don't do individual fundraising. And Eva, who's the general secretary, told me that for the last 2 years, because she wants her staff to get paid, she hasn't taken any pay at all. That breaks my heart. And my appeal would be, if there's anyone out there who would like to twin with Poland, that is in terms of sending global projects, in terms of staff going back and forth. It's a fabulous country. I spent a summer there. And they're great people. Or if there are offerings that students might take at camps, remember Poland. It's just something special to me.
Well, you didn't really have a major role in terms of the World Assembly itself.
Other than speaking to a guest program, I had no role. But in fact, funny story, as I went in this morning for a doctor's visit and my blood pressure was 110 over 62, I have not seen the downside of 80 in my life, and the second number, mm-hmm. So I am relaxed. Yeah. I mean, I'm a little tired, but it was just such a joy to be with these people. I suppose for the president's health, we ought to send me off every year if there were a World Assembly, because I come back as healthy, as happy as possible.
Yeah. So you were like a sponge.
I was. You know, my mom was a foreign language teacher. My dad spent a third of his life in Asia, so anything international, I just sop up. And for 3 years, I was on the regional secretary's team. There are 9 regions in the world for IFES, and I sort of represented unofficially North America. And so I know the regional secretaries very well, personal friends. Had a lot of time with Gideon Young and from Hong Kong and others, that Martin from Germany. So for me, it was like a taste of heaven. And also the friendships are so rich and deep that now after 6 years in the role, especially the university, but anyway, just fabulous.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Alan.
Thank you.